In a nondescript building, a group of kids in a small industrial kitchen are making pickled carrots. Some wash, others chop and peel. Farther down the line, 17-year-old Julio Davila is prepping pickling jars.
We basically first throw in the red pepper, then the garlic, and then we throw in the dill. And when we get the carrots, we throw the carrots in there.
The kids are all learning to cook as part of a program called Harvest Kitchen. The nonprofit Farm Fresh Rhode Island runs the program. It teaches kids how to cook and pays them. All of the students have had some sort of run-in with the law. They're either on or have completed probation. Davila's probation officer told him about the program when he was only about 15. He says it's changing his life.
Like me, I was one of the kids that didn't go to school and stuff. I was always focused on the street. And now this changed my whole way of thinking and stuff. Now I don't gotta be on the street. I'm in Harvest Kitchen. We're learning new skills every day.
Skills that give him a newly found confidence in the kitchen.
When they gave me the interview, Harvest Kitchen, I was like, yeah, I'm not such a good cook, but they told me, like, you'll learn on the way, and that's what happened.
Now he's even dreaming of a job in the field.
I had some thought about it. I want to go into culinary. It's a trade that I would like to learn more of.
But leading kids towards careers in cooking is not necessarily the goal, says director Jen Stott. She helped start the program in 2010. She says Harvest Kitchen works to solve two issues at once, transitioning kids out of probation and reducing waste from local farms.
So Farm Fresh was hearing from farmers that they had a lot of excess produce that they were just throwing away. You know, they weren't able to process it.
So Farm Fresh Rhode Island partnered with Rhode Island's Department of Child and Family Services to start the program. Now, at-risk kids are learning how to make preserved foods like pickles and applesauce and sell those products at local farmers markets.
So it would help kids learn valuable job skills, just coming to work every day, making good food. And then it would also obviously help the farms by using up all of their excess produce to create these great things.
On this day, the product is pickled carrots. 22-year-old Monica Camacho carefully places white labels on mason jars.
That's 39, 40, 41. Whoa, 42 with this one.
She's been with the program since it started and has seen it change lives.
They got kids that people think that can't do nothing, and they got kids that are here, and they're actually showing the world, like, we can become good and do good. It's just like the surroundings and the stuff that we're into in the streets. It's like you can't go good in the streets because the streets ain't good. And with this program, I feel like it got kids thinking and showing kids, like, you don't have to do this, you can do this. Like, I've seen a lot of kids go from nothing to something.
And director Jen Stott says programs like Harvest Kitchen give kids the opportunity to be productive and gain self-confidence. She says it may be key to curbing the violence that plagues many of these kids' neighborhoods.
What you need is to keep these kids busy, to give them something positive to do because they're bored, they have no money. And then what do? They're running the streets.
At a farmer's market in Providence, Sean Hopkins waits behind a table loaded with applesauce and zucchini chips, tempting passersby to sample them.
Would you guys like to try the samples? This is sugar-free applesauce right here. Zucchini chips.
A potential customer tries the chips.
They're delicious.
Are you surprised?
I kind of am surprised. I've usually only done zucchini, like, sliced thin and sautéed with lots of butter.
Stott says this is exactly the type of interaction her kids need. Hearing positive feedback from total strangers.
It just makes them very proud to be a part of something. I feel like if we could just give these kids more opportunity to learn and be productive and just gain some self-worth, we've seen it. We've seen it happen. It changes their lives.
John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.